Something so eager, it wants to meet me halfway. A moment that is diligently staring at its watch, trembling with nervousness, frustrated and bursting at the seams, wondering, what's taking me so long to arrive? Instructions. Gather your mistakes. Rinse them with honesty and self-reflection. Let dry until you can see every choice and the regret becomes brittle. Cover the entire surface in forgiveness. Remind yourself that you are human. And this too is a gift. My honest poem. I was born on July 27th. I hear that makes me a Leo. I have no idea what that means. I'm 5'6" and a half. I weigh 175 pounds. I don't know how to swim, and I'm a sucker for a girl with a nice smile and clean sneakers. I'm still learning how to whisper. I'm loud in places where I should be quiet. I'm quiet in places where I should be loud. I was born feet first, and I've been backwards ever since. I like ginger ale. A lot. I've been told that I give really bad hugs. People say it feels like I'm trying to escape. Sometimes it's because I am. I get really nervous every time someone gets close enough to hear me breathe. I have an odd fascination with things like sandcastles and ice sculptures. I assume it's because I usually find myself dedicating time to things that will only last a few moments. That's also why I tend to fall in love with women who will never love me back. I know it sounds crazy, but it's actually much easier than it seems, and to be honest, I think it's safer that way. Relationships remind me that I'm not afraid of heights or falling, but I'm afraid of what's going to happen the moment that my body hits the ground. I'm clumsy. Yesterday, I tripped over my self-esteem, landed on my pride, and it shattered like an iPhone with a broken face. Now, I can't even tell who's trying to give me a compliment. Sometimes, I wonder what my bed sheets say about me when I'm not around. I wonder what the curtains would do if they found out about all the things I've done behind their backs. I've got a hamper full of really loud mistakes and a graveyard in my closet. I'm afraid that if I let you see my skeletons, you'll grind my bones into powder and get high on my fault lines. I've never been in the military, but I have this purple heart. I got it from beating myself up over things I can't fix. Some days I forget that my skin is not a panic room. Hi, my name is Rudy. I enjoy frozen yogurt, people watching and laughing for absolutely no reason at all. But I don't allow myself to cry as often as I need to. I have solar-powered confidence and a battery-operated smile. My hobbies include editing my life story, hiding behind metaphors, and trying to convince my shadow that I'm someone worth following. I don't know much, but I do know this. Heaven is full of music, and God listens to my heartbeat on his iPod. It reminds him that we still got work to do. Machine, I cannot fix you. I can only show you how I use the wrench, how I turn the bolts, how I put mistakes inside a belt and make them tools, how I look the machine in the face, call it unfinished, call it beautiful, and give it my name. Correctly. I want you to bite my lip until I can no longer speak, and then suck my ex-girlfriend's name out of my mouth just to make sure she never comes up in our conversations. I want you to come to me like an afternoon. Come to me slowly, as if you were a broken sunset with a lazy sky on your shoulders. If you let me be your sunlight, I promise that I will penetrate your darkness until you speak in angel wings. Pull me close to you, tell me that you love me, and then scratch your future into my back so I can be everything you live for. I promise I will love you as if it's the only thing I've ever done correctly. 12 a.m. I don't know if I can call this love.